just extremely humbled to be here today and stand up as your candidate for Congress. It's been an exciting and very much a whirlwind the last 2.5 weeks. I'll tell you all that I've mentioned this many times. I was pleasantly surprised a few Saturdays ago. I was sitting at my twin boys' baseball game, Griffin and Clark. That's all right. Not Mark. It's
okay.
That's all right. I won't tell him. I won't tell him. He'll be mad. But I was at my twins' baseball game. 11-year-old boys. I decided, I was about to hit infield with them. Had the scorebook, about to tell everybody where they're going to play, and all of a sudden my phone buzzed. It said, winner. I go, no. What happens now? And then the phone just kept going. And, took a few calls, handed the book to my assistant coach and said, I think I may be a little busy for a couple hours. After about 5 calls, I realized it can wait. I made a commitment to my kids. I made a commitment to my family. And I turned my phone off, and I coached that Little League game. And you know what? In spite of me being there to bring them down, they still won. We experienced our second victory that day, and it was an honor. But it's even still an honor to be your candidate. And I am just overwhelmed by the supportive comments from friends of mine like Gordy, Jim, Jason, and John. And Don, hey, thanks for the fundraiser I didn't know about. That's good. In our business, I like that. It's been overwhelming, the support. And I appreciate the faith you have in me as a candidate, and I will work hard over the next 5 months to ensure that we do not let you down and that we keep this seat in Republican hands to keep Nancy Pelosi out of the Speaker's chair for the rest of her career. Yeah. It's great to see a lot of friends that I met over the last couple years. Habib's one of the most energetic chairmen in the state of Illinois. He's doing a great job here. I finally get to come to the headquarters that he's been telling me about for a long time. So thank you for that. But we worked hard together. We worked hard to elect Republicans in 2010. And I know Champaign County, with the candidates that I've heard today, the elected officials that I've worked with and have known for years, Champaign County is going to continue to bleed Republican red. And we're going to continue to increase our margins here, help to elect local officials, help to elect legislative candidates like Rob and John, re-elect Chad, re-elect Adam, re-elect Jason. Well, Jason, you don't have Champagne anymore, right?
I'll still take a re-election.
Yeah, re-election. And you know what? What's going to happen is we're going to experience victory across the board because we're all going to work together. And that's what I think I bring to the table as a candidate. Is somebody who's been on the other side, somebody who has had experience working not only the political side of things when it comes to campaigns, but also working within the federal government and understanding how decisions made in Washington and Springfield can help or hurt guys like Don, who are small businessmen, that want to create jobs. I learned that at a young age when listening to my parents. My dad's a small business owner. He actually started at the very first McDonald's restaurant in Des Moines, Iowa in 1958. While the rest of his friends left to go take jobs at factories to get paid more, he worked his way up flipping burgers and shucking French fries to be a manager and then a regional manager for the owner-operator. And he got his opportunity to help my family and us achieve the American dream at age 34 when he opened his first franchise in Taylorville. Now, I will tell you, even as a 7-year-old in 1977, it was a bit of a culture shock moving from Des Moines, Iowa to Taylorville, Illinois. A few 100,000 people, 12,000 people. But you know what? I learned to love Taylorville immediately after that move. And as Habib said, I grew up there. I've stayed there. My wife was born and raised there, and I raised my kids there. Taylorville is no different than the cities that I've been traveling over the past 2 weeks on our 14-county tour, not just to the larger communities, but to the small towns within these 14 counties that make up the 13th district. Taylorville, the same issues that I've seen Taylorville face are the same issues that I hear about in Jerseyville and in Hardin in Calhoun County, right on the Mississippi River. You know, we've heard about the same issues in Carrollton, Mount Zion, all throughout this district. And what everybody wants to talk about is how do we keep tax rates low so that businesses can have certainty and create more jobs? How do we stop the uncontrolled wasteful spending in Washington that's given us our $15 trillion national debt? And you know, there was a report released a couple days ago by the Congressional Budget Office. It says that if spending continues at the same levels, our national debt is going to double in the next 15 years. My daughter, Torin, who's 15 now, will be 30. My twin boys will be 26. Doubling the national debt to $30 trillion is unacceptable to me, and it should be unacceptable to everybody in this room. I want to stand up and have the courage that many of the elected officials in this room have had at the county level, city level, state level, and I want to take that same courage to Washington. I believe that I can hit the ground running in Washington, D.C., because I already know what it takes to run a constituent service operation for a member of Congress. I've helped do that for 16 years, and I truly understand the importance of making that happen. But I'm ready to learn, and I'm ready to fight to make sure that your interests in Washington, in the 13th District, are the top priority, not just for me, but I'm going to make sure that everybody that I serve with, if I'm blessed enough to be elected in November, also understands that the interests of the 13th District come first to me, and they should come first to all of them, too. I want to be a leader who's not just going to vote the right way so that I can say, yeah, I voted for that. You know what? I support that. I want to be somebody who's actually going to take the lead and take what you tell me is important to all of you, regardless of whether or not it's agriculture, Jim, whether or not it's small business concerns, whether or not it's something, you know, regarding the Department of Education. I want to take those issues, not only vote the right way, but get others to believe like we do. And that's how we finally make some real substantive change to the way Washington operates. And if we don't have leaders who are willing to have that courage, then we're going to lose again. And we're going to get Nancy Pelosi to be our speaker. And we're going to continue to spend in the way that Obama and the Democrats have continued to spend. And you know what? That 15-year projection of doubling the national debt, if we don't stop it now, it could be even higher. Again, that's unacceptable to me. That should be unacceptable to everybody in this room. And that should be unacceptable to America. Now, Habib has said in the last 2.5 weeks, yeah, I've been to Champaign multiple times. I understand the importance of Champaign County in this race. I think you might get sick of seeing me. I hope you do. But you know what? I will not be outworked as a candidate. I will make sure that I am able to put the campaign apparatus together. Jason introduced Patrick. I'm happy to have him on board. Poor guy's been with me all morning already. We're going to put together the team that's going to contrast our message of common sense values with our opponents. I believe many of you know our opponent. You know that we differ greatly on issues like taxes, keeping tax rates low, abolishing the estate tax. We differ on health care reform. My opponent has said that Obamacare doesn't go far enough. We need a single-payer system. When I tour this district, I don't hear that. I hear we have to have some certainty. We need to understand what Obamacare is going to cost small business owners. We also differ on energy exploration. I believe to be able to keep our gas prices low and keep America running on the power that we expect every time we turn the lights on, we've got to increase our supply of energy, and we've got to find more ways to do that. Drilling in ANWR, making sure that we drill in the outer continental shelf. Those are ways that America continues to survive and is the leader economically that the world expects. But I also understand the importance of institutions here in this community like the University of Illinois. This district, drawn by the Democrats in Springfield, has 9 universities or colleges in the 14 counties that I hope to represent. Nine. Gotta get my fingers straight. I haven't watched Sesame Street in a while. Nine. That's not counting the community colleges. I think that's for a reason. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a message to those universities, to those colleges, and we're going to talk to those seniors who were freshmen 4 years ago, who were told that we're going to see some hope and change. And now, right, you know what they see? They see no job, and they see a mountain of debt. I think our message is going to sell, but I need your help in making sure that message sells. So I look forward to working with you. I'm happy to meet all of you after this event. Stick around for a few minutes. I thank you very, very much for your support. I thank you for everything you do to elect Republicans. And I just want to say thank you again for being a Champaign County Republican. Thanks.
When we invited Rodney to the breakfast, he didn't want to just fly in and fly out of town. He's staying most of the day. And I want to tell you just a couple of places he's going to be. He's going to go to the Farm Bureau. Lynn is right here. The Farm Bureau is going to have a few people. It's not a normal meeting, but they're taking the time to meet with Rodney. Lynn, I think your group is going to find out that Rodney is not new to the issues. You should speak about that. You know most of the issues, and he is a common sense guy. We're going to meet with some business leaders. We're going to take him over to the, if we have time, we're going to take him over to the chamber golf outing, which I'm going to be trying to golf this afternoon. So we're going to, we'll introduce him to some people. He committed to spend whatever time it takes in Champaign County. We should be proud of that. Talk a little bit about knowing all the issues and not having to come up to speed about the issues.
Sure. Right. Thanks, Habib. I didn't realize that I may have to actually take a golf swing.
No, you probably won't.
Oh, my God. I'm a greenskeeper's nightmare. Habib mentioned my experience over the last 16 years has been working for Congressman Shimkus. I've been accused of being a Washington insider. I laugh at that because I've never lived in Washington. I've worked in Springfield. I've worked in the 30 counties that Congressman Shimkus has represented over the years, and my job has been to reach out and find out what issues we can help constituents regarding the federal government. You know, if they've got a problem with Social Security, Medicare, IRS, congressional office is there to help citizens break through the bureaucratic red tape. And that's what I've done, helped countless constituents. Matter of fact, I just got an email 2 days ago letting me know that a water project in Elizabethtown, Illinois, way down south, right across the river from Kentucky, Elizabethtown, just finally, after a multi-year project we've been working on, was able to receive their loan and grant to build a new water system so that they could actually meet EPA standards. Small towns like that need assistance. And that's what I talked about during this very open process. We talked about government. There are issues that government should address. Roads, bridges, clean water, sewage treatment, those are common sense issues. And what we need to do in Washington is we need to have somebody who understands those issues, and I think I do, go out there and reprioritize the way Washington spends money. It's not just about cutting across the board. It's about cutting effectively so that we can reprioritize more dollars to those areas that need it the most. So,
very good.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question. You know, Champaign County, we're very spoiled. Tim Johnson has the best constituent service in our, really in the land. And he's a great guy to sell, and he's been cultivating across party lines support because of that. I know you're involved that week. Is there your intention to have staff in Champaign County? And I mean, what assurances in a very positive way that we're going to be receiving that same platinum service that Tim and his staff really delivered to us for many years?
Well, there's no pressure there. That's a great question. Actually, you know, I'm never going to be able to replace Tim. Tim's got a 44-year record of public service, and Tim deserves all of our thanks. He's a great public servant, and you're absolutely right. He runs a great operation. Many of the folks in this room, many of your elected officials worked in that operation and made it what it is today. So I hope to be able to make a commitment to you today that I can't make promises about putting offices anywhere because that would be a violation of federal law. But I can tell you that Champaign is an integral part of this area, and I fully intend to be engaged in Champaign now and after I'm elected in November.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jim.
Of course, you know I'm a University of Illinois employee. Mark Soderman is here as a past trustee of the university. I wanted to note that she is here. The University of Illinois is the flagship of the University of Illinois, and I wanted to hear your comments about that.
Sure, sure. No, hey. Marge, I'm sorry, I get nervous up here still. And I forgot to mention my old friend Marge Soderman was here, and it's great to see you today, Marge. University of Illinois obviously is a flagship, and I made a commitment during the appointment process to sit down with each and every president of the 9 universities and colleges and then move on to the community colleges in this district, sit down with them to understand what partnerships they have with the federal government, to make sure that they continue to be the economic engines of our communities. I understand the importance of the University of Illinois and have been speaking with them on a regular basis since being selected, and look forward to meeting with President Easter very quickly. Thank you all. I know how busy and yes, you need to get out of here.
Well, that was a great breakfast. I'm really glad that you guys are here. I hope you can stick around a bit. There's a bunch of donuts and bacon.